You're listening to SBS News.
2019 was a year of mixed fortunes for Australians abroad. Refugee footballer Hakeem Olaravy returned home to Melbourne in February after 2 months of detention in Thailand. The Bahraini citizen was detained in Bangkok last November while on honeymoon at the request of Bahrain authorities. After months of international outcry and diplomatic pressure, the Arab Kingdom eventually ended its extradition attempt. Hundreds of supporters cheered the arrival of the 25-year-old when he touched down in Melbourne. He described what it was like seeing so many people greet him upon arrival, and of his feelings when he learned professional footballers around the world had spoken out over his plight.
I can't believe what I saw in the morning. I saw in the news how the people waiting for me. This was amazing. I'm happy, so happy to be in Australia now. I am famous now because the big football professional player, they talk about my case. Now everyone knows me in the world. My case is superstar now in the world.
It was later revealed Mr. Olaravy's arrest came about after an administrative error by Australian authorities, who didn't notify international authorities of his refugee status. Mr. Olaravy became an Australian citizen just weeks later, stating,
I'm very happy to get citizen, and finally no country, no one can follow me now because I'm Australian.
Another Australian who returned home after a period of detention overseas was Naeem Aziz Abbas. The 65-year-old Iraqi-born Australian spent a year and a half in a United Arab Emirates jail, accused of passing secrets to Qatar. In prison, Mr. Abbas was allegedly subjected to torture, verbal and physical abuse, and, according to his brother, tricked into signing a false confession. He arrived back in Sydney in May.
When you are Australian, when you are abroad, Australia will never let you down, especially when you are innocent. Thank God I am Australian.
The ordeal faced by a family of Syrian refugees in July highlighted confusion over how Australian permanent residents are dealt with at international borders. The Kassess family was devastated after being told at a Dubai airport they weren't allowed to board for the final leg of their holiday to Milan. Permanent Australian residents, they believed they had documents allowing them to travel. The government had granted them a certificate of identity, a travel document which looks very similar to an Australian passport. But Emirates staff were wary of the document and said it wouldn't comply with Italian law. Mr. Kassess was left frustrated.
When I said it's Australian passport, he said, no, you're not Australian, that you are Syrian. I know I'm Syrian. And it's like passport from Australian government. All the Australian people the same here. They have background, you know, someone from Italy, someone from Germany, someone, you know, from everywhere. Like it's multi culture.
Migration law expert Professor Mary Croc says countries have the power to not only punish the individual, but also the airline if they don't have the right documents. She said people from certain backgrounds face particular difficulty.
The reality is around the world that if you come from a country that has produced a lot of refugees, that is going to place you at risk of being excluded from countries.
November brought the release of Australian teacher Timothy Weeks after 3 years in Afghanistan held hostage by the Taliban. Mr. Weeks and his United States-born colleague Kevin King were freed as part of a prisoner swap between the Afghan government and the Taliban. The men were flown out of Afghanistan by US officials to undergo medical checks. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says he was extremely relieved by the release of Mr. Weeks.
And given the fact that he has very yes. close connections to Wagga Wagga, I'm delighted. My hometown, yeah. I know all Wagga Wagga is celebrating today the freedom, the safety of Timothy Weeks. Yeah. Well done to everybody who helped make that happen.
Also in November, a Sydney woman returned home after spending nearly 5 years in a Malaysian jail, including 18 months on death row. Maria Exposto had been sentenced to death for trafficking more than a kilogram of crystal methamphetamine. The Federal Appeal Court of Malaysia found she was the victim of an online romance scam and didn't know the drugs were in her bag. But perhaps the most unique case of an Australian caught up in legal trouble overseas this year was that of Alec Sigley, who in June was detained in North Korea for a week. Mr. Sigley's was the first known arrest of a foreigner in North Korea from any country since that of United States-born student Otto Warmbier, who was sentenced to 15 years hard labour for allegedly stealing a propaganda poster in 2015. The 29-year-old Australian, accused of being a spy, was pursuing a master's degree in North Korean literature and running a tourism company. Once back in Australia, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton warned him not to return to North Korea, as did opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
Pretty good advice for Alec, but it's probably pretty good advice for every single Australian as well.
One story from abroad that didn't have a happy ending was Lucas Fowler's. The 25-year-old and his US-born girlfriend were found shot dead on the side of a Canadian highway in July, sparking a weeks-long manhunt for the pair's killers. Mr. Fowler was the son of prominent New South Wales police officer Stephen Fowler.
As you know, I may be an experienced police officer, but today I'm standing here as the father of a murder victim. We are just distraught. This has really torn two families apart.
The fates of other Australians detained overseas are unresolved, including that of writer Yang Henshun, a former diplomat turned writer and advocate for democracy who remains in China charged with espionage. He was detained in January after flying into China from New York, where he was living with his family and working as a visiting scholar at Columbia University. There's no indication when, if at all, he'll face court. Kylie Moore-Gilbert, a Melbourne academic with a background in Islamic studies, remains in an Iranian jail after almost a year. Jock Palfreyman, though freed after 11 years in a Bulgarian prison for a stabbing murder, remains under a travel ban and is unable to leave the country. Evan Young, SBS News.